This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
22 minutes after 6 on the Power Breakfast. So let's start here. As Rand Water's 37-day extensive maintenance project kicked off on Saturday, Joburg residents are being encouraged to stock up on water before their taps run completely dry. The city of Joburg warned this week that the project will affect major water systems across Gauteng at various levels over different periods. This will result in a combination of low water pressure in various suburbs across the city, which started on Saturday, as I mentioned, leading to no water from this week and throughout the maintenance period. The city says that several water trucks and JoJo tanks will be stationed in specified areas to assist. Let's hear from the spokesperson at Joburg, at Rand Water, Makinosi Maru, joining us on the line. Good morning to you and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Titi, and thank you for having us, and good morning to your listeners.
All right, so just tell us the latest now. We, of course, had a few months ago had a series of maintenance work that was being done, which also led to disruptions in water supply. What are we dealing with? This one sounds a lot more substantial.
Yes, this one it's quite extensive, Titi, and the reason why we have such a big project, it's because you recall in the past we had power supply challenges, which led to water supply challenges. So we decided let's just wait for a season that is not busy, obviously a low demand season winter, so that we can start doing our maintenance in preparation for the high demand season, starting from what, spring and up until end of summer.
All right. Now, I mentioned there that, you are encouraging people to stock up on water and to use water sparingly and so on. Are we talking about complete water outages, or are we going to have reduced pressure? What's actually going to be happening?
Yeah, you know what? I think we are confusing Joburg Water and rainwater. I think it's Joburg Water that's encouraging people to stockpile. We are saying, yes, you can have water in the house in case of emergency, but stockpile within reason. Because remember, if we start all stockpiling and keep so much water in the water, the reservoirs are going to be depleted. That means the system is going to take longer to recover once we have completed the project. So when we do this maintenance, people are still going to be having water. It's going to be at a low pressure, and we are moving area by area. So it doesn't mean from the 22nd, meaning from Saturday up until the 29th, people will not be having water. There will still be water at a low pressure in areas where there's no water because people have stockpiled or we had challenges. Municipalities will be there with roaming water tankers.
So the idea of stockpiling could create problems of its own, if I'm hearing you correctly.
It could. It could, absolutely. Because remember also, we have people who are living in high-lying areas. If you all stockpile, especially people who are living in low-lying areas, that means it's going to take longer for people who are living in high-lying areas to get water once we have completed the project.
All right, let's talk about the areas that will be affected, because as you mentioned Joburg Water, but it's actually going to be quite extensive. It's even beyond Gauteng, I gather.
Yes, no, you're correct. It's beyond Gauteng. Because remember, we are in four provinces. So I'm just going to mention the municipalities. And municipalities, I know on their websites, on their social media platforms, they have indicated the areas. So we are Mogale City. We've completed the project within a time, actually ahead of time, 9 hours ahead of time. Then we'll have Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, Merafong, Rand West, Madibeng, Rustenburg, and then we also move to areas of Mpumalanga. We have Lesedi, Govanbeji, then we have Tembisile. Then, let me also include Tshwane. We're also going to, Tshwane is also going to be impacted by this maintenance work. And then lastly, we also have Tembisile Hani. So those are the municipalities that will be impacted by the maintenance project.
Is there a way that one will know? I mean, obviously, water is not like with electricity where you can say load shedding is going to happen at certain times. Is there any way of knowing when my area will be affected?
It's difficult. You can know the day when rainwater will be working in your area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Whether are you going to have water? According to our plans, as we are saying, reduced pressure, water will still be there. But if we go back to that, we're stockpiling. If people stockpiling, then it means in your area, if you know people are working in your area, we all stockpiling in that area. What it means? It means low pressure to no water. Eventually, people don't have water. So the message is, one, do not panic. Check with your municipality when they are working in your area so that you actually communicate with them if there are challenges beforehand, so that they can also dispatch water tankers.
And the initial communication that came out suggested that this would happen until the 29th of June, which I believe is on the weekend there. Is that in fact accurate? The 29th is Friday, is it? Yes?
No, it's 29th of July.
Of July, I beg your pardon. Oh, okay, so it's a... Oh, wow. All right. An entire month, actually, that we're talking about.
Just over a month.
Oh, wow. Yes. A very important correction there. Thank you. So just over a month. And within that month, will I be affected at more than one time? Or, because would it be on a rotational basis? Or if once I've had my turn or a week without water or a few days without water, then I'm out of the woods.
The small municipalities will be affected once or twice. With the metros, obviously I'm talking about the three ones, Tshwane, City of Johannesburg, and Ekurhuleni, they will be impacted maybe three times. I'm looking at the schedule here. It might be three times. Mm. But as we're indicating, we'll be operating at less pressure. For example, for Swartkoppies that supplies Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, it will be at 50% pumping. So we are still pumping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Duly noted, and I'm sure throughout the month, the next month, we will be getting updates and we will be in touch with you just to get a sense of how things are progressing. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
There you go. That is the spokesperson for Rand Water, Makinosi Maru. Yes, just take a note of that. I got my wires crossed there. It's actually until the 29th. From the 22nd of June, that was on Saturday, through to the 29th of July. So just over a month. Not 29th of June, as I was saying. So it's just over a month that you are going to have these disruptions as a result of ongoing maintenance. Let's hope this is, it's a good thing that it's for maintenance, which means that we shouldn't be having this problem again this time next year. We shouldn't be going through this again. This is the Power Breakfast on Power 98.7. Give us a call. We are on 0861-987-000. WhatsApp 0833-030-3793 on X at Tabiso Dima or at Power FM 987. Use the hashtag Power Breakfast. What did you guys think of the awards yesterday? Your Footballer of the Season awards, which we're going to hear more about in a moment from Maskepe Matsibane in the News Bulletin. Let me know what you thought of the various winners. Did you think that the judges got it right for the most part? Of course, all of those awards were presided over by judges, except for the one which was voted for by the players. That is the Player of the Season award. This is the Power Breakfast. It is 6:30. Let's get you the latest news headlines.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.